Here we go. Adelaide is alive. Origin 2023 is go. Comes down to Munster. Rolls in the kick. Here they come. Yes. Here they come. It's the hammer. It's Hammerside. Tabiawai. Vito. Holmes is away. Draws in the man. Away to Cobbo. Cobbo is over in the corner. Beautiful rugby league from Queensland.
As they go to the left, clear into the white.
Beautiful pass. Liam Martin strolls over.
Cleary put up a high kick, up they go, comes back, he's the line, gets it on, Crichton, Stephen Crichton, 16-0!
Munster, he chops off a defender, that was Hines, now to the hammer, hammer's away, he gets it in the clear, hammer comes to the fullback, Rod Thompson, and scores! Queensland, they never, ever, ever say die!
Comes to Cherry Evans, kicking down the blind side, clear the Nesco forward. It's all over.
Wow.
Queensland 26, New South Wales 18.
Well, apologies for arriving late, but I've been blooded for my very first State of Origin as an honorary New South Welshman, and I didn't enjoy it very much at all. No. I have to say, hey, MG, how are you?
I'm okay. I'm getting there, buddy. I need a big hug and a cuddle, but
You'll get one when you get back to Sydney. I know you've just recorded a pretty comprehensive conversation with your pal.
Yeah, Dave Riccio. Yep, I did.
So we'll play that shortly. In the meantime, though, I have to say, and again, I know nothing about rugby league is my motto, but that seemed pretty on brand for me for both teams. Disappointment on behalf of New South Wales, and then the last two tries, go to Queensland, who again guts their way out of a terrible situation to break New South Wales' hearts at the knock. Is that fair?
I think that's very fair. I think you've summed it up beautifully, Mick. I think there's as a man who doesn't pay that much attention to rugby league, you're certainly learning really quickly because that was on brand. Queensland somehow fought back last night. I was at about 12 minutes to go. Flegler got sim-binned, and
it was done.
I don't think it was even a penalty, let alone a sim bin. I'm walking from the eastern side grandstands over to the western side grandstands to start celebration with New South Wales. Well, didn't I go off too quick? Then, as I was walking to the western side grandstand, I heard a big roar. I saw them score a try, and then the last try when Lindsay Collins jumped above the pack to grab the ball and.
Wow.
It was one of them nights. And look, the blowtorch now will go on New South Wales. It always does. The losing team cops it. The losing team, the losing coach, the losing players, they cop it. Billy Slater is vindicated in a lot of people's eyes for leaving so many big names out. It was just one of them games last night that New South Wales, and well, I spoke to Dave Riccio, as you mentioned. He was in the he was in the sheds straight after the game last night. There's a lot of head shaking. So, That'll happen. They had that game, New South Wales. I thought, 18-16 with 12 minutes to go. And that's a hard one to lose, Mickey. That's a hard one.
It is a hard one. I felt the same when you were a man up with 10 minutes to go and in front on the scoreboard, you go, not done and dusted, but nothing silly here.
Yeah.
And then from almost that point onwards, it just blew up. Obviously, you'll have fond memories of Adelaide.
Yeah, well, this morning, so both me and you were on our way to the station. Well, I was on the way to the station here. You were on your way to the station in Sydney. And my car last night, it must be a Queensland supporter because I got a car arrived the day before at 5:15. I went down there at 5:10 this morning and it wasn't there, so I had to run to work. And so it started off beautifully today. Yeah, real good. Oh, no. Oh man.
Well, I'm late because I just had a 20-minute Ream shower. I just thawed out. And thank you, Ream. I blame Ream for me being late this morning. We're going to blame the jersey. We're going to blame the coach. We're going to blame the tactics. Let's unpack it all as the day goes on. Commiserations, guys. Doctor, doctor, give me the news.
I got a bad case of loving you. This has got it all.
Certainly had it all last night. My goodness, the Queenslanders showed their spirit once again in that last 10 minutes with 12 men to get away with the 26 points to 18 and win over New South Wales. But now we turn our thoughts to game two. And Dr. David Riccio joins us this morning. G'day, Doctor. How are you, my man?
Yeah, good morning, MG. Sending cuddles through the phone, mate.
Yeah, thank you, mate. I need it, honestly. I feel like that song today with Johnny Cash. I hurt myself today. You had the unfortunate task, Doctor, of speaking to a shocked New South Wales dressing room last night after that loss. What was the overriding feeling from the Blues players, buddy?
MG, it was one of regret. It really was. It was the game that New South Wales know they should have won. It was certainly a lot of heads that were shaking in that dressing room of New South Wales last night. I can tell you that immediately after the game, Brad Fittler certainly told his players what they had just let go, what they had just let slip. It was probably the most forceful and emotional Brad Fittler after the game, just talking to the Blues players about the moments that win Origin matches and how in that final 10 minutes they failed to control their victory. Well, what should have been a victory with obviously a scoreboard advantage. It was certainly one of shock. I spoke to Tyson Frizzell, MG. He's adamant. He got that ball down in the first half where he was held up and denied a try. I spoke to Tevita Pangai Jr., clearly upset with the way he came up with an error that compounded the Blues on the scoreboard when he was coming out of his own half and offloaded the ball. He's desperate to go again. He wants another bite at the cherry, try and revenge what has happened last night in Queensland. Now, we know, MG, it's honestly, it's 41 years, never in the history of State of Origin has a New South Wales side come back from 1-0 down and squared the series in Brisbane. This is mission impossible, but Brad Fittler says the Blues can do it.
With 10 minutes to go last night, I watched this game and I was about to walk down to the dressing room and start celebrating with the team, but when the tries just kept coming, the last two tries, I walked out the back gate and walked to my hotel room. So you mentioned Freddie, Doctor. What happens to him now? Obviously, the pressure dial will be turned up to 11.
Yes, it will be, MG. Look, there's no doubt. It comes with State of Origin. The post-mortem has already begun. Where do the Blues turn now? It's all about selections. Clearly, there's 2 weeks of football to get through first. But the post-mortem and scrutiny on the way Freddie used his players, the selections, Nicho Hynes only getting into the game late, their skipper, James Tedesco, is coming under immense pressure. Look, I'd be stunned, absolutely stunned, if there's a change made at at fullback. The big one will be Tom Trbojevic, and we'll get to as far as the injuries are concerned. But if Turbo is out, Latrell Mitchell. Obviously pulled out of the game with a calf problem. I expect Latrell Mitchell to definitely come back into that team. And the question there, MG, is what happens to Stephen Crichton, who was probably one of the Blues' best last night.
Doctor, as always, we thank you for your time, brother. I know you're in Adelaide with me at the moment, so it's bright and early, half an hour before it is in Sydney. So thanks for your time this morning. Can't wait to get up to game two for Brisbane, my man. Let's go.
Thank you, mate. Anytime.
Good chat, guys. Well, that's the professionals. They've had their say. Now for you, you amateur bastards. Get on air and bang the table. Get it out of your system. Get it off your chest. Tell us what we need to know about any aspect of last night. 133353, your turn. Rob's on the line. Rob, what was your takeaway from last night's game?
G'day, how are you?
Hi, Rob.
Yeah, good.
That's the way. Well, we were watching it last night, and I reckon it's the dark blue jerseys. And I didn't realise till last night, my both boys, well, I knew they were both colourblind, but they could not tell each team apart, apart from their light blue socks.
And that's that's not an issue they've ever had before?
In sporting and stuff, they do in everything, like colour pencils. We had to label their colour pencils because they couldn't tell, they can't tell the shades apart.
Okay.
And it was only last night too, they were at footy training, and they were saying that their coach told one of them to go stand next to one of the coloured cones, and he just couldn't see the cone on the ground at all, because it just blended all in right. the grass.
Well, if they're colourblind, they may not have had their retinas pierced by the Westpac logo on the New South Wales jersey. Jeez, it was like
stands out.
It was right out there. Immediately online, I was looking. They were blowing up in New South Wales about those jerseys from the start. I know when you lose, everything's guilty, guilty, guilty. But New South Wales have made $2 million from the sale of those jerseys.
Mm.
Is it worth it? Has it cost you? I don't know, but I'm guessing we'll see a return to the sky blue up at Suncorp. Mick's on the line. Mick, what do you want to add to this?
Mate, I'm gutted, mate. We couldn't even beat 12 blokes last night. We couldn't rip a skin off a custard.
I'm in the MG camp. It was put down your glasses when the sin bin occurred, and you just thought, even knowing Queensland's capacity for getting out of jail, you went, surely not. This is done and dusted. And then on cue, here it comes, 12 minutes of heartbreak as they once again, they seem to, MG, I mean, again, I preface everything, I know nothing about a rugby league. When they throw the ball around, they look dangerous. When New South Wales threw the ball around, they look flat-footed or, like, unprepared. What are you throwing it to me for?
Yeah, I take that. I think sometimes we had too many things going through our head, and when Munster set up that try for Hammer with about 10 minutes to go, he just ran the ball, linked up with a couple of players, and then the Hammer just burned the Fox, and, you know, everyone was talking about Fox being back in the team because of his speed. Well, I don't think any other player but the Hammer scores that try. He burns the Fox and then he steps inside Tedesco. A fantastic game he had played last night in a out of position centre.
Ball was thrown from one side of the ground to the other in a matter of seconds, and it was on. Benzo, what do you make of it all, mate?
Boys, I spoke to you yesterday morning, and the excitement's not there. Heartbreaking.
Who do you blame?
I think Teddy should be dropped. I think get rid of the halves pairing of Luai and Cleary. They're ninth on the try scorers list for the Panthers in tries scored. And, you know, Freddie Fittler, whose time's over, legend, but time's over, is to blame there. Nico came on and did nothing. What a woeful debut for 12 minutes. Nothing. Lindsay Collins had a shocking 60 minutes and then turns around and wins the game, passing it to Munster.
Benzo, you put your name down. You could be the next coach of New South Wales. Just before we go to the break, what was your major criticism, Kat?
The haircuts, honestly. Queensland, they may have won the game, but those mullets, honestly, no wonder kids go to school and want mullets, honestly. Whoa, holy smokes. Terrible.
Okay, I think we've got it covered. Jerseys, haircuts, Adelaide, pre-match, too much ads, nailed.
Boom.
The autopsy continues on the big program here today after State of Origin 1 in Adelaide went pear-shaped. For the great state of New South Wales on the knock. They got rolled again by some magic from Queensland. MG, let's go through your origin moments that mattered from game one, please.
Yeah, Mickey, would you believe that all the moments that mattered happened in the last 12 minutes? In the 68th minute, Tom Flegler was sent to the sin bin. New South Wales were in control and leading the Maroons 18-16. He was sent to the sin bin, which probably wasn't even a penalty for the high shot. In origin context, really. It was a decision that changed everything as it all went downhill from New South Wales from that moment.
Here's a heavy tackle. They're now launching at these New South Wales players. Dragojevic is going to stay down here. Blues thought there was a high tackle involved here. So the referee here blows a penalty. Yep, high shot.
Gee, there's not a lot he can do there, really. He's just going in with his shoulder. There's no swinging arm.
Well, geez, that's not a penalty.
Oh, that's a tough call. What are they calling Flegler out for now? They're putting him on a report for that.
No, they're not going to put him in the bid, are they? So...
Oh, no, they can't.
That'll do me.
No.
Tom Flegler has been sent to the sin bin.
Not a popular decision.
No, because of what it did, Mick, it kind of stirred Queensland on, because it was while Flegler was in the bin, 73rd minute, New South Wales were in control. They had a repeat set on the Queensland line, then almost out of nothing, a long shift, as we spoke about earlier, when they passed the ball through the hands of Cherry Evans, Grant, and then Munster gives the ball to Hammer. A little bit of room to move, and then the rest is history.
Cherry Evans throws to Grant. Grant keeps it going to Munster. Munster. Oh. He shuts off a defender. That was Hines. Now to the Hammer. Hammer's away. He gets into the clear. Hammer comes to the fullback. Rock flips it and scores! Queensland! They never, ever, ever say die! And the Hammer has scored! The Maroons are in front! They've got no one on the bench! They've got 12 on the field! The fullback slipped over!
There it was, the unfolding disaster, and of course, then it all came down to the sealer.
Well, one of the most incredible plays in Origin history, you would say, occurred in the 76th minute. It sealed a miraculous Queensland victory, because Daly Cherry Evans put a little short bomb up on the side, and you wouldn't believe it. Their front row forward and teammate of Tedesco, Lindsay Collins, soars above his teammate and basically passes the ball to Cameron Munster, which seals the deal.
30 away, comes to Cherry Evans, kicking down the blind side. Squirrel Tedesco forward. Oh, ripped out of his hands by Collins! Gets it on the Munster! Game over! Queensland will win! Munster boots the ball into the second tier of the Riverbank Stand! And this is one of the great nights in Queensland Origin history! Lindsay Collins, who ripped the ball out of the hands of his club teammate James Tedesco. Incredible.
Waiter, check please. That's the end of it. Well, thank you for outlining that for us, big fella.